This Monday is June 6th, the 72nd anniversary of the D-Day invasion on the beaches of Normandy, France, marked the beginning of the end of World War II. Many of the victims of that battle are buried at American Cemetery, which overlooks Omaha Beach. In our series Off the Base, WUSF's Bobby O'Brien introduces you to a Largo High School student who's working to make sure those service members are never forgotten.
Private Leo Chalcraft is among the 9,387 military dead buried at the American Cemetery in Normandy. He had green eyes, brown hair, and was killed in action just 6 days after his 19th birthday.
He was so young, and I feel he didn't get to experience a lot of his life.
17-year-old Connor Ross is studying military documents, online archives, and personal mementos to learn more about Leo. Her research has brought her so close that she now refers to the young soldier only by his first name.
Leo was part of the 66th Infantry Division. They had a patch on their shoulders, the division patch, and it was a Black Panther. And I bought one of the patches on Amazon so that way I could have it.
Ross is part of the Silent Hero Project, run by the National History Day program. High school students and teachers from around the country research a soldier, sailor, or airman from their home state who is buried in Normandy. Then they plan to travel there later this month to deliver eulogies at the service members' gravesites. Ross and her Largo High School history teacher, Deborah Pettingill, chose Chalcraft as their silent hero because he lived nearby in St. Petersburg. Pettingill found his younger brother living just about an hour's drive north.
I stumbled across a photograph from a car dealership in Inverness of an older couple with their new car and said, "Congratulations to Albert and Charlotte Chalcraft." I'm thinking, now how many Albert and Charlotte Chalcrafts can there be?
Leo Chalcraft's legacy is now kept by his brother Albert and his wife Charlotte.
When Mom Chalcraft passed away, that's when I found out about Leo. The name was never spoken. I had to go through her papers, and that's when I found the items. We have the flag. We have his wallet.
Fragments from the end of Leo's life. The beginning was much like other families during the Great Depression. Albert Chalcraft said Leo, who was 4 years older, dropped out of school before seventh grade to work at a gas station fixing cars.
He ran around, as they call it, run around back then. Now they call it hanging out. With older people, and I didn't see him that much.
Leo was drafted into the Army at age 18, and there are few documents to give insight into his life, but for a handful of letters mailed home. Written in luxurious longhand, he asks about his brothers, says he's sending home $20 a month, and asks his mother to send him candy and cookies. She never got a chance. His troop ship, the Leopoldville, was torpedoed off the coast of France on Christmas Eve, 1944.
He shouldn't have died that day.
Again, history teacher Deborah Pettingill.
There was really no reason for him to have died that day if it were not for the mistakes that were made.
The troop ship was 5 miles off the French coast when it was attacked. It took 2.5 hours to sink and could have been towed ashore, but survivors said that rescue vessels were slow to respond. More than 750 soldiers died, among them Leo Chalcraft. His final resting place is with his infantry buddies at the American Cemetery in Normandy. That's where Connor Ross plans to be later this month to deliver a eulogy for him.
Somehow, Leo, I hope you know that everyone remembers you. You have not been forgotten. For the rest of her life, Christmas reminded your mother of you. Your niece, Albert's daughter, was close to your mother and knew all about you. And now I know you, and I'll never forget you.
Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
You are not going to want to miss a slideshow we've got showing many of the heroes of D-Day, including Private Chalcraft. It's at WUSFnews.org. Just follow that link for Off the Base.